In 2002, the Washington Wild Things played their first game in the Frontier League. And that year began the love affair between a minor league baseball team and a family. Buzzy and Maria Gasso attended a Wild Things game in the inaugural season for the club, and since then, they have been a fixture in the stands at CONSOL Energy Park. In 2009, and including this afternoon, the Gassos will have attended all 48 Wild Things home games and have even made some road trips. And for every game, right there by their side are their two adopted sons, 11-year-old Gino and 9-year-old Zyron. Both are special needs children. Gino has ADD and is mentally handicapped, and Zyron suffers from spastic cerebral palsy. Maria Gasso says the ball team and its players mean the world to their sons.
It means a lot to them. They look forward to seeing them. They look up to them. They're all really good role models for them, and they enjoy it a lot.
Usually one of the first to arrive at the ballpark and almost always the last to leave, the Gassos have formed a special bond with the players who spend time with their family before and after every game. Maria Gasso says,
"These players just feel like family to us. It feels like we're the parents of all the kids out there playing."
For the Gassos, the Wild Things mean more than just baseball. It's an extended family. Some Washington players have formed a long-lasting relationship with this family of four. Randy McGarvey, a catcher for the Wild Things in 2004 and 2005, invited the Gassos to his wedding in South Carolina. Buzzy says they were honored to attend.
2 years ago, we were in Hilton Head for Randy McGarvey's wedding, and he wanted to make sure that we were there with the boys. So that really meant a lot. He said he had to have the boys at his wedding.
In independent baseball, the players simply aren't paid enough to afford their own place during a baseball season, and they spend the summer with what are called host families. Buzzy and Maria had never before hosted a player at their home in Bentleyville until this season. That player is Washington third baseman Chris Ranieri.
I met them in my first road trip here. I got here, we're in Lake Erie. Right off the bat, I could tell that they were just, you know, wonderful people. Such big hearts, such a warm family. And, you know, they refer to me as their third son now, which really makes me feel at home. And, you know, being away from home for so long, it's important to have that. And Gino and Zyron as well, just, you know, I know they look up to me, and I try and be that figure for them, a positive role model, and I just think that's important. And yeah, wonderful family.
While other sports are a part of the Gassos' activities, Buzzy explains that it's Wild Things baseball that's number one in their hearts.
Well, we're pretty much sports involved all the way around. We go from here, we'll be football and then basketball, but our main love is baseball. We actually have the sign in the house that says this family takes time out for baseball season.
Director of Marketing and Communications for the Wild Things, Christine Blaine, perhaps says it best as to how strong the bond is between the Wild Things and the Gassos.
What they mean to the Wild Things organization is they're the epitome of what our organization is about, because they're a young family with obviously two parents who care not only about their children and enough to have adopted those children, and their children who are special needs. And I think that takes very special people. And what they've created is a very special family who absolutely adore the Washington Wild Things. And truly, that's the epitome of what we try to do from a marketing perspective. They're the poster children, if you will, for what our company is all about.
On Fan Appreciation Day, the Wild Things thank the Gassos for letting the team be a part of their family. For the Washington Wild Things and WJPA Sports, I'm Randy Gore.